Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today on Can a Player Play, we have a very, very exciting show, and we decided to jump on a very much needed topic. Today we decided to discuss the subject of bullying in the United States and what's going on and what can be done about it and what we need to discuss in regards to it. Today our guest is a young man named Zachary Waller, 11-year-old who decided to make a difference and to speak out on the subject. But what this host has found out that, you know, school bullying statistic in the United States, that about 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. are bullied on a regular basis. Between cyberbullying and bullying in school, the school bullying statistic, it illustrates, a huge problem in the school system. You know, I didn't realize myself, you know, the many types of bullying that's going on in schools. I didn't know it's the different types of bullying, period. You know, cyberbullying, social bullying, you know, verbal bullying, workplace bullying, text bullying, physical bullying, you know, female bullying, just to name a few. And then moving on into, you know, the other areas that, you know, we feel that stimulates from, you know, bullying and stuff like that, which eventually ends up, you know, to domestic violence and so on and so forth. But let me see if our guest has arrived. Mr. Waller, are you with us?
Yes.
How are you doing today, sir? Thank you for joining us on Can a Player Play. Just giving our listeners a little introduction into the different type of bullying and about yourself. I'm hearing a whole bunch of noise. I haven't heard an echo from you.
Yeah. I apologize. I just took it off the speaker.
Appreciate it. But ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Zachary Bowtie Waller, a spokesperson, 11-year-old actor that decided to make a difference and speak about his cause. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me on the show. I just want to say thank you. And basically, since I was in kindergarten, I used to always get bullied, and I never stuck up for myself. And it's been happening since now, and it's still going on. And I was thinking, you know, I just need to make a change. So now I've been doing videos, you know, just telling the bullies how to prevent bullying and stuff and stay consistent and stop bullying, because it's not going to help anyone in the world.
Well, have you noticed that? Well, I noticed that a lot of kids, should I say, in your age group, I mean, do everybody in your age group, do they feel like when another child bullying them in some form or fashion, do they all feel that if they go tell somebody that they're not going to get any help?
Well, yeah, I think so, because I feel like the teachers and people are not doing anything about it. So I think that needs to be resolved, and I need to make a stand about that. And I'm just trying to do what's right. And basically, I think the bullies need help also, you know, because probably they're having problems in life and probably they're jealous of you, or, but you shouldn't be jealous of anyone.
That's true. That's true. And
I
guess
the bullies don't know how to express anything. Yeah, their anger.
Well, tell us a little bit about your cause. You know, bullying is a crisis. I know that you have a group.
Yeah, I have a group on Facebook called Bullying is a Crisis, and basically I just post stuff on there and basically just stating, like, why there is a reason not to bully and how to prevent bullying and how to make a stand of how to get the bullies to stop bullying and just make the right change and just trying to make changes and just trying to help out the world, make the world a better life.
Mm-hmm.
Positive statuses, and I try to make positive statuses and, you now, just trying to help everyone out. But you can always go to a parent at your, and even me, if you need help, you can go to me, and I'll just help you, and I'll talk to you, and I'll just chat with you and stuff.
And I think the parents also need to, you know, when it comes to verbal bullying, I don't think parents would understand that, you know, 77% of all students being bullied verbally in some way or another include mental bullying or verbal abuse. You know, they don't understand bullying, spreading rumors, yelling obscenities at one another, you know, derogatory terms, you know, talking about people's race, gender, and different stuff like that is all part of bullying.
Yeah, I think most of the bullying comes from the parents because the parents don't teach as much, and basically they don't discipline their kids and stuff. So I think that needs to be resolved. These days they need to discipline their kids, because if they don't discipline their kids, then they're going to keep on doing it over and over and over, and they're never going to stop.
Yeah. Also, you know, even in attendance, you know, notice the kids that are being bullied, you know, they don't want to go to school, and they, you know, make up some excuses for, you know, not going to school.
Yeah, like they make up excuses. Oh, Dad or Mom, I'm sick. I want to go to school. You shouldn't make up excuses to go to school. I mean, bullies need to stop, because people are scared to go to school because of what you do. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's just... it's just hurting. And it hurts me when they do that, because, I mean, they make up excuses to go to school because you bullies bully them.
Yeah. You know, and I know kids, or should I say young adults, I mean, you know, they're more, I guess, say critical and hurtful than they realize. They don't really realize the things that they say and how it impacts, you know, the other person.
Yeah, like they don't realize what they're saying to hurt another person. Like they think that they're just saying something when it really means something, and it really comes from the heart, and it really hurts somebody, and it touches, and they go off and hurt themselves and try to stab themselves and stuff, and it just hurts me that the pain that shows, because I've been through it. I've been getting bullied a lot, and I'm still getting bullied at this moment. So you know what? I was just like, you know, I got to make a change. I can't do this. I just got to make a change. And ever since, I've been doing videos and just trying to help people. Yeah, and I've been trying to get a lot of support and get a lot of people on the team. And, you know, Keith Bowen, he's a great person. I'm glad that he let me become a spokesperson for Bully Buster 702. And I just want to really thank him, because bullying needs to stop.
Yeah, well, Mr. Bowen from Bully Buster, he's supposed to be, you know, chiming in any time now. And I know he has a car show and stuff that he's doing today, too. But shout out to Mr. Keith Bowen from Bully Busters, who's actually doing some fantastic work in Nevada on the subject matter that we're speaking on currently, to help to stamp this out, you know, because we definitely feel like, at least this host feel like, from bullying in school, you know, everything else kind of springs from that, you know, gang violence, domestic violence, any other form of abuse, you know, it all starts from there, you know, and if we don't start changing the way that we do things, we're going to continue to fill up, you know, the jails and the penitentiaries, and we're going to see this repeated over and over again. Well, tell us a little bit, Zachary, about your acting, because I understand that you're an actor as well.
Yeah, well, ever since I was 9, I got into acting. I was watching this martial arts show called Kickin' It, and there was a scene that I thought, maybe I can do that. And so I started looking up casting calls, and I found Casting Call Entertainment, and they helped me with short films, demo reels. I just got back from my demo reel. I just did my demo reel. Yeah, I go to L.A. for auditions and, you know, just try to have a positive life, you know. And, like, I love acting because you can portray somebody that you never could portray in real life. Like, you can do different emotions you can do that in real life, but you can't do that on screen. Like, nobody can really see you doing that.
That's true. That's true. And I know that's why I know once, you know, I know you, once your career really gets in full bloom, which is no doubt it will be, I know that'll just help you really get your cause, I guess, the national exposure that's needed, because I see more people and more schools are starting to recognize that the bullying is way out of control.
Yeah, like, I know the schools, like, recognize it, but they don't do anything about it. That's what irritates me, is, like, they don't do nothing about it, and it really hurts me that the principals, the teachers don't do anything about it. I mean, come on, you got to do something about it. And they don't take it seriously. Like they think we're joking. Like, I'm not joking. This is really serious. This is happening in the moment.
You know, and the sad part about it is, you know, they even write about it in the papers. You know, they say at least 85% of the bullying cases, no intervention or efforts, is made by a teacher, an administrative member, you know, to stop the bullying taking place. You know, so.
And I just want to say to the victims of bullying, you don't have to ever be afraid to go to school. You don't have to ever be afraid to go to the park because somebody's bullying you. You know, that's the thing. You should always try to defend yourself. Always try to defend yourself. Don't never give up. Don't try to hurt yourself. Defend yourself. Because you didn't do anything wrong. I mean, you're defending yourself. That's doing what's right, not doing what's wrong.
Let me ask you this question, because I know you probably experienced this, you know, even on the subject of defending yourself. And I think I had a conversation with somebody earlier briefly about this, too, because it was, you know, at one point in time where if somebody picked on you and started a fight with you or bullying and bashing you and you defend yourself, they would punish the perpetrator. You know, they would punish the person that actually started it.
Yeah.
But then I noticed in the school system now, they got to a point where it doesn't really matter to them who started it. They would, you know, take action against both of you. And in a way, that's kind of unfair, because if you, in fact, did nothing wrong and all you're doing is defending yourself and protecting yourself, why should you be expelled or why should you be punished?
Yeah, that's actually funny, because that's what's happened to my brother. Like, my brother didn't do anything, and his boy just came up to him and started just socking him in the face. And then my brother didn't do anything. And then that's when the principal came in and took my brother, and my brother got suspended, but the bully did it.
Wow.
I mean, that doesn't sound right.
Well, it's not right, and it's not fair. And I think that brings in a couple other issues. I don't know, you know, I just went brain dead for a minute there. You know, people, you know, they don't look at ultimately what's right. You know, there's a legal, there's two rights.
Yeah.
I guess there's a moral right, and then there's a legal right. And people tend toward the air, especially adults sometimes, they want to err toward the side of legal right, but then there's still a moral right. You shouldn't bash somebody. You shouldn't put your hands on somebody. And if somebody approaches you and attempts to do bodily harm to you, a lot of times you can't go run and get a teacher and stop this person from abusing you. You have to defend yourself. And if you defend yourself, why should you be suspended from school? Why not just get the person that created the situation and let them be punished for what they did wrong, so they'll know what they did wrong and not to do it again?
Yeah, like, you should never be afraid. I mean, like, when you're defending yourself, don't think you did anything wrong. Because the principal says, if the principal says that, oh, you did something wrong, don't believe that, because you are not the one that did something wrong, because you're just defending yourself. The bully is the one doing something wrong. You have the right to defend yourself if you can't run to a parent or teacher.
I notice
now, like on TV shows and stuff, they realize that and they express that. And they're trying to tell everyone that you don't have to bully, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that.
Well, that's quite unfortunate.
Go
ahead, I'm sorry.
The problem is, you need to work with the bullies. You need to talk to the bullies one-on-one because I think they're having problems in life. Like, they're probably getting abused or something. And, like,
well,
they probably want to take it out on somebody else.
And I think you're right. You know, they do need to talk to somebody else. And unfortunately, a lot of times they don't have somebody to talk to or know who to talk to. And then I know they have this false sense of, I don't know, a false sense of pride, maybe even a little ego where, you know, they feel that people would look down on them. You know, if you talk to
yeah.
them about, and that's
I don't
not.
Think, I don't think bullies because I think bullies think it's cool to bully, but if you think that, then I think you need to stop thinking that because I would help the bullies, but I would talk to them one on one and tell them why are you bullying and you know just try to express to them and hopefully they can get over bullying. And I will talk to the victims. I will talk to everybody if I have to stop these bullies.
Yeah, I think we need to really find out, like you said, need to talk to them or continue to put the word out, and hopefully we can reach them, and maybe through your organization even, you know, to talk to
yeah.
them and find out what is their problem. Is the fact they are being bullied at home? Is that what's causing them to reenact what's happening to them, you know.
Yeah, I would like to have an open forum to speak with the bullies because this is just not right. I mean, why are they doing this? I mean, why did it come up on the earth? They feel it's powerful, but it's not. I mean, and I won't bash the bullies. I would try to help them.
Well, I think you need to get you in a public platform and maybe get you in a situation where you could really, really talk to a lot of kids in your age group so they can really hear what you got to say and understand that it's no shame in speaking out about this.
Yeah. I think the first way to stop bullying is to dig deep down inside and tell them that you need to stop and why are you doing this and finding out why are you doing this? Because it just makes no sense.
Do you yourself or any other kids in your age, I mean, are they being bullied via you know, the social network? I mean, like, are people texting them and bullying them that way that you know of, anybody that you know of?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I had someone text me on Facebook and asked me that, can I talk to you for a second? And I was like, sure. And then she said, you know, I just need to tell you something. And I was like, sure, go ahead. And then she was like, I'm getting bullied. And I was like, what? And then that's when she's like, I'm getting bullied. And I was like, why? And then that's when she said, because they call me fat and ugly. And then that's when I was like, well, you look pretty. You look handsome. I mean, it don't matter if you're fat or ugly. I mean, you're not ugly. You're human. Everybody's human. I mean, everybody's made that way.
Yep.
Like, I know somebody that texted me and said that they were going to commit suicide. And I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. The bullies want you to do that because they're going to feel powerful. And they're going to keep on going to the next person so they can commit suicide. Don't do that.
Yeah, and it seemed like the bullies always want to tend to pick on those they feel like are helpless or a little weaker than they are, or they always try to attack them in packs where it's two or three more of them than one of the other person.
Yeah, like the girl, she was going to commit suicide, but then I stopped her. And so now she's happy, and then the bully stopped bullying her, and now she likes me, so, yeah, she thanks me, and, yeah, she messaged me every day now, and I'm really happy. I know, some days I just be like, whoa, I'm happy she messaged me, because that really means a lot to me. I feel proud.
Wow. Statistics say 77% of those bullied, 14%, have a severe or bad reaction to the abuse, according to recent school bullying statistics. And they said that these numbers make up the students that experience poor self-esteem, depression, anxiety about going to school. And, I mean, that's crazy. They've even came up with a term called bully side.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard of that. And, like, yeah. I'm a busy kid, but I always got time. I always got time to talk to anyone if they need help. Always.
And they come up with a term. That's amazing. For students that have suicidal thoughts, they came up with a term called bully side, you know, for being bullied by their peers. That's crazy. So, yes, you know, it's fantastic work, man. It's great that people, you know, should definitely be able to reach out for you and should reach out for you, you know, because, I mean, you got a lot to say. They need to hear it.
Yeah, and I know how it feels for the adults, too, because I used to get bullied, and I still get bullied by adults and policemen and stuff. Like, I had a policeman. Yeah, not all police are bad, but, like, some of them are. Like, I remember one bashed my head against the wall, and that hurt it really bad.
Yeah, why did they do that?
Because, like, this boy, Chase, I was in school, and he tried to throw a laptop on my head, and then he think, and I was getting aggravated and stuff. And then that's when I said to myself, okay, don't do anything. And then that's when the teacher thought I did something wrong. So they took me in this quiet room, and that's when they called the police, and then that's when the police said, three strikes you out or something, and then that's when he bashed my head against the wall. Because I was tired of it, and I said, I want to get out of this room. And they want, and I didn't do anything wrong, and they wanted me, and they wanted to keep me in that room. Yeah, and they abused me, like, literally abused me. They put my throat against the wall because the bully did something, and I was trying to defend myself.
Yeah, well, it seemed like that's another situation where people, or should I say sometimes, you know, adults make mistakes too. They misread situations, and they just trying to end the situation, and sometimes they misread it and think about it wrong. And I think as adults, too, sometimes when you do stuff wrong, there's nothing bad about apologizing to that person once you realize it. But sometimes adults don't do that. And that's unfortunate because that, too, empowers the person that's doing the bullying because they got away with something. At least they think they got away with something.
Yeah, like even in the acting business, you get bullied. I mean, they always call it's Hollywood. I mean, you don't have to bully. I mean, there is no point. There is no sense. There is no feeling of bullying. And I see adults getting bullied, too. So I'm like, what? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, what happens on the acting set? I mean, what type of bullying have you experienced there?
Like, they just say, like, they say to the director and assistant directors and stuff, give me my coffee, give me this, give me that. Yeah, where's my food at? And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, they're very rude and disrespectful and they say it's all Hollywood.
Or again, that sense of power that they feel like they have where they feel that they could talk down to people and just talk in that manner. You know, because, well, I guess, yeah, that's the same thing because they feel like, you know, they over you and they have power over you and you weaker than them. And if you don't jump and do what I say do, you know, I could have you fired. You know, I could take your job, basically.
Yeah, like, people always say, like, I don't believe this, but people always say successful actors, I mean, like, nice actors don't make it, but mean actors do make it. I'm like, what? I don't believe that.
Well, neither do I.
Yeah, and neither. I'm here to change that.
Yeah, it's too many people.
You can be nice. Yeah, you can be nice and successful at the same time and still make it.
And you're right, there's too many positive stories, or should I say success stories, about, you know, actors that are just regular people. I mean, real, genuine, sincere, you know, good people, and acting is just the job that they do, just like a plumber is just the job that they do. A contractor, that's just the job that they do, and acting is the same thing. Or should I say being an actor is just the job that person does, but it does not define the quality of that man or woman, because if you're no good man or no good woman, it doesn't matter what job you maintain or hold.
Yeah, like I know a fellow actor that was an extra on Think Like a Man 2, and I heard that Megan Good is a like not a nice person at all. I mean, I don't know because I wasn't there, but that's all I heard. She wasn't nice. She was like, give me this, give me that. But Taraji P. Henson was like, she was so nice, so caring, respectful.
Well, you know, I heard the same thing, and actually I know Megan's mom and her sister and stuff, and I guess everybody have their moments, you know what I'm saying? I guess if you have too many of those moments and you start having that type of reputation, it's definitely not a good thing, because you have to work 10 times harder to correct it than it does to get it going.
Yeah, like people always say that I'm a pushover. I'm not a pushover. I'm just a nice person that's trying to help out everybody at the same time.
Well, I think being nice and genuine, it does not make you a pushover. But, like, again, unfortunately, this society that we're living in, people misjudge, and they're so into, you know, themselves, they really don't take the time to give the other person really a thought, you know. And then
at that point
it becomes rude and disrespectful.
Yeah, like your past does not dictate your future. I mean, you can be anything you want. And that's for the bullies, too. You can be anything you want. I mean, you don't have to bully. You can change.
Yes. Because there's definitely help. There's definitely a way to change. And again, you know, I want to applaud you, especially at your age. You know, I don't get the opportunity to talk to too many people that it's not even a teenager yet that can really understand, you know, what's going on, you know. So you're definitely blessed, and you got your head on straight, and hopefully a lot of other people in your age group will start, you know, lining up behind you, man, and start speaking up with you, and then we could see some change.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely.
I appreciate that, but it's been hard. I have to admit, it's been hard. The acting business is crazy.
Well, the thing is, man, nothing worthwhile is easy.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. You know, certain things are not meant for everybody. Certain people aren't strong enough to be able to deal and push their way through, you know. But you're not only making a stand for yourself, you're making a stand for other people such as yourself that don't have, you know, the strength, you know, to stand up and do what you're doing.
Yeah, like I want to try to have people, you know, the victims of bullying, try to send in what's been happening, and I'm going to try to post it on Facebook so people can really understand what's happening. I try to share the story of what's happening.
Yes, yes. Well, definitely, man. Give our listeners your contact information again, so you know how they'll know how to reach you and contact you and what they can do, and if you got any places that you're going to be speaking, appearing anywhere soon, you know, let our listeners know that as well.
Yeah, so you can contact me on Facebook at Zachariah Waller, and Twitter, Zachariah Waller, Instagram, One Zachariah. So yeah, those are all the places you can contact me. I mean, if you need help, I'm here.
Definitely. And I, too, want to give your mom a shout-out, too, you know, because there again, for those parents out there that have children that have been abused and stuff through like this, too, you know, there's things that you can do, too, to help reinforce your child. Don't let your child go to school, or don't let your child be afraid to go to school. Pay attention to what's going on. You know, so I definitely want to congratulate your mom for her support. You know, I had the opportunity to talk to her briefly for her support and, you know, and helping you, you know, with your education and supporting you, because that's important to have somebody that can stand behind you and help you do and what the things that you need to do. And there again, too, there's a problem as well. There's a lot of parents out there are neglecting their responsibilities, which creates this scenario that these children have to experience, which go to school and abuse and do stuff and bully other children. So
it's a
vicious circle, and we have to fix it.
Yeah, the family support is very, very important.
Very.
It's always very important.
Yes, very, very important. Well, man, I certainly thank you for taking time out and coming and chatting with us today on Can I Play a Play. And we're definitely going to support you in every which way as possible. And feel free to come back through the show anytime and let us know, you know, if you got any appearances or anything coming up. You know, so.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I want to thank you for all your hard work and dedication. Thank you for having me on the show. Yeah, you're doing a great job.
It's definitely our pleasure, man. And we're definitely trying to, especially, man, elevate guys like yourself, man, because your cause is one that's definitely needed, and we definitely want to stop out this plague that's affecting our country.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to thank you and just thank you for having me on the show, and everyone stay safe, and bullies, please, stop.
Thank you, man. We'll be hollering at you soon, man, and keep your head up, man, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
This is Zachary Bowtie Waller, y'all, on Can I Play a Play. Caller number 646-929-2870. We talking about stamping out bullying. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Broken man. hand. Yeah. How can a loser ever win? Somebody help me. And let me live again. La 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 la. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So you stop the rain from falling down. Oh, yeah.
Mountains,
can you stop the flood of sun from shining? What makes the world go round? And sometimes I have to say,
Savin Gavia, and you are now listening to Can a Player Play live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you check out these good fellas at www.facebook.com/playerology. And also, make sure to get your copy of the new book entitled Who Is She and What Is She to You on Amazon or worldmovement.com. Can a Player Play? Oh, pretty Tony. Put in a...
I'm on it as you squeeze me like you need me. It's literally just succeed because you got my knees weak. I'm ready for whatever, baby, don't tease me. I need it like yesterday, continue as you please me. I'm here to sift the fire, you all that I got. Let's make it happen while waiting and leaving. I'm not.
Yeah, you listen to Kind of Player Blay. This is your boy K Dizzle, the Elixir of Love, you know, the one and only. Your sardine and your spam specialist. Anyway, I'm going to quit playing with that because some of my listeners really think that I like sardines barbecued, and I was just having fun. Anyway, if you just join us, we've been talking about bullying today. I guess Mr. Zachariah Bowtie Waller was with us a little earlier, an 11-year-old actor, spokesperson, that talked about his cause, bullying as a crisis. Big Keith Bowen will be joining us shortly, talking about his organization, Bully Busters, doing some great things as well on this much-needed subject, because we're thinking that, bullying, domestic violence, gang violence, sexual abuse, on and on, is all connected, related. So that's our thought. So just sit back and hang in with us and put your ears on this, and we'll be back with our guest in a moment.
Love story that I know we won't forget. breakfast in bed, girl. And while you're eating your breakfast, girl, I'm gonna run your bath water. Make it hot and rub it like you like it, girl. And when you get dressed, girl, oh, we gonna go for a walk and we gonna go down to the park and have lunch, oh, girl, just like we did when we first met. Oh, we gonna come home and watch a movie, oh, girl. Popcorn, light a fire, and I'm gonna hold you close to me, girl, and we're gonna make love. We're gonna make love, cause we stand.
Take me all around the world. Well, I'd be the first to admit that I've had the fun with some of the prettiest girls. But temptation gets strong sometimes. But if it lasts too long, oh, they always seem to call me at the right time, saying, Bobby, be strong.
Sometimes you're late.
just to be close to you, girl. Just for a moment, well, just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. You know, I've been through so many changes in my life, girl. Oh, I've been up real high where I thought I didn't need anybody. Oh, and then again, I've been down real low where there was no one in my life that needed me. Oh, and I found that material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man, a man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear. And you, oh woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you? Searching so very long, baby. Searching to find somebody just like you. And for some folks, it takes a lifetime, sugar, to find in this world a dream come true. Why don't you? The test of time, just to be close to you.
Next week, y'all, same time, 2:30 Sunday, every Sunday, same time. Come check out your boy K Dizzly Licks of Love right here on Can I Play a Play?